This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hi, I'm Jared Ahrens with this ABC 10 News update. Police are looking for a man who they say stabbed an 87-year-old woman to death and critically wounded another woman. Officers went to this home on Pagoda Way in Mira Mesa just before 3 on Friday afternoon. The 87-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. The other victim is 59 years old. She's in critical condition. No word yet on how she is doing now. Police say they are searching for a thin-built man in his 40s and 50s. They believe he was driving a small gray SUV, possibly with out-of-state license plates. Starting Monday, a new program to help Ukrainian refugees begins in the U.S. The Biden administration's Uniting for Ukraine program will streamline the process for Ukrainian citizens to apply for what's called humanitarian parole in the United States. Eligible Ukrainians must be pre-approved. Then they'll be authorized to travel to the U.S. and be considered for parole for up to 2 years. That's on a case-by-case basis. If they get it, they'll be eligible to work in the U.S. Advocates hope this new process makes things go smoother. Today, one of the largest annual cleanup events in the county kicks off. Thousands of volunteers are expected to participate in the Creek to Bay cleanup. Organizers say they hope volunteers can pick up 100,000 pounds of litter during the event. They're targeting also single-use plastic. Creek to Bay cleanup kicks off at 9 a.m. It's a beautiful day to get outside and do your part to make the earth a little cleaner. Melissa Macias here with your forecast.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Great day today. We'll be in the upper 60s, low 70s for your Saturday. We do have a beach hazard statement that lasts until Sunday morning, so we are seeing some higher surf, stronger rip currents. By Monday, we're going to be in the 80s before we start to back down on our temperatures for the second half of next week. Inland Valley is going from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s by Monday, so it will be very warm in the next couple of days. We'll be back down into the mid-70s on Thursday. 60s in our mountains for your weekend, and we will see that gradual warm-up as well in our deserts into the low 100s over the next few days.
For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com, or you can download the free 10 News app in the App Store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jared Ahrens.